You know, I talked to a number of people. You know, I live on a nice piece of property in the country, kind of by ourselves. We don't mind it that way. We like to be self-sufficient, right? We do, because we don't like to count on the government or anybody else for that matter. We try to plan ahead. And that's what my next guest is here to talk about. We were just talking about avian flu with RFK Jr. there, but it seems to be something that they are pushing this all over the place. So joining me now, Dr. Penn Tapper. He is the director of epigenetics with the Wellness Company. Doctor, good to see you again.
Steve, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Yeah, I'm one of those paranoid people, paranoid like a Boy Scout, meaning let's be prepared for whatever comes around the bend. That's what I mean by being as paranoid as a Boy Scout. Be prepared is the motto. There's a reason for that. And they are pushing this bird flu thing. All of a sudden, bird flu is this disease X, and you've got the World Health Organization at the same time running a parallel campaign to take over the sovereignty of 190 nations by saying, put us in charge of all health decisions. Now, they could declare climate change a health issue. They could declare guns a health issue. They could declare anything a health issue and take our rights and privileges away. I don't like any of that. We need to be prepared, don't we?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Benjamin Franklin said an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And we need to be proactive when it comes to our health, especially with these globalists pushing a lot of this ideology and these fear tactic campaigns. And especially you're hearing this avian bird flu right now being pushed, or disease X. And, you know, I can't help but think of, I feel like we're living in Groundhog Day because, you know, I've been in this a long time. It's like, you know, 2002, we had the West Nile scare. 2004, we had, I believe it was the Zika. Now 2005, we had the bird flu in 2005. And, you know, it's just, it's the same tactics. It's the same song and dance. It's the same play from their playbook. Every year they push these campaigns. And again, you know, this bird flu is spreading, but I you know, I have chickens at home and they get sick, but it's like, and then they recover. And you know, we don't need to go out and test a lot of these bird flus. But again, why look at the methodology of how we're testing these flus and these birds? And I really question that. But again, the timing of it is almost suspicious because it's an election year.
It is suspicious. I have backyard chickens as well. Nice little flock. They want those all registered. This comes, by the way, in case anybody missed this headline, the federal government starting about now is going to require every cow in America has an electronic ear tag so they can keep track of every single cow. I mean, what if avian flu goes to a goat or a cow or something else? And isn't it magical, 100%. Doctor? I also just learned that Big Pharma has a vaccine for avian flu. How fortunate for us.
Right. So this is another problem, too. Yeah, that's, you know, that's a scary thing, because if you look at I think Dr. Peter McCullough just wrote about this as well. But, you know, in 2004, the Chinese they implemented a poultry vaccine. And look, that same year, there was a big outbreak of the, you know, the strain that they're vaccinating these chickens for. And it was causing people to get sick. And it's just a foolish thought to think that we can improve upon nature on these birds. Like, you know, these birds are not inherently flawed or deficient or weak, and they need our saving grace of a vaccine. And that's the problem. When you vaccinate these chickens, you're going to have problems, and you're going to expect problems, and we're seeing that.
Yeah, and so, look, how dangerous is avian flu to me, to you, to the average person who's in reasonable health?
Well, I think the most dangerous thing is our government, not necessarily the flu, but the thing is really, you know, the just like any other flu, the most vulnerable population are going to be the elderly. It's going to be the people who are living sedentary lifestyles that has comorbidities. That's the most dangerous. They're the most vulnerable. You know, it's just like COVID. I wasn't afraid of COVID. I'm not afraid of the bird flu. And, you know, I believe naming a lot of these specific flus, the big pharma, they create entities out of it and they monopolize on it. And then they scare the people half to death with this. But I think we just need to treat it just like the flu, but be proactive with our health. That's the key here. We need to be proactive and be preventative. And that's the solution.
Yeah. One of your partners, Dr. Peter McCullough, who's on here with me from time to time as well, said the biggest danger is all of this gain of function research they're playing with, whether it's avian flu or COVID or 100 other things that they're messing around with. That's more dangerous than catching the flu, isn't it?
Right. Well, that's the thing. It's very concerning to me. You know, this whole gain of function thing, if this is a real thing, and if governments are really pushing a lot of this stuff, I really question it needs to be investigated. It needs to be shut down because it is a very concerning thought. And it is absolutely more dangerous than any other flu that we could ever come across.
And if you got the flu, avian flu, and by the way, just for sport, they threw out swine flu last week, too. I don't know if you saw that, doctor. Dr. Ben Tapper right. here, director of epigenetics with the Wellness Company. How would you treat the flu if you had any strain of the flu?
So, A, I don't panic. I view the body is the best healer. We just give the body what it needs and it can be well. So, you know, there's different methods that we can take. You know, first of all, you know, the Wellness Company has a phenomenal kit. They have vitamin I with the ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine are very powerful heavy hitters. But, you know, if you don't want to go that powerful, you can just take, you know, I get rest, get plenty of fluids. I take vitamin D. I take probiotics and zinc. That's what I use for growing up. But the Wellness Company has a phenomenal kit here, like you see on your screen here. They have a contagion kit. They have a med kit with a lot of those, you know, they have a Z-Pack in there. They have hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, heavy hitters. So people like that had COVID, they recovered just fine taking ivermectin. You know, they recovered within hours of taking it. So that's something that I would recommend taking, or just having that peace of mind, being proactive, being preventative, having this kit at home will give you that peace of mind just in case the government does try to push any shiesty flu that are on the population again.
And they start playing games, yeah. I've got it right here in my hand. Antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics, ivermectin, the Z-Pack, just like the doctor mentioned. It's all here, and it's at my fingertips. I don't have to run around. Like you said, don't panic. I don't have to run to the pharmacy. I've already got it on my shelf. You also make some great kits for first aid and a travel kit, all sorts of things from the Wellness Company. And I suggest folks, go take a look. Find out what you need at your house so you don't have to panic, because you never know what's coming around the corner. Here's what you do. TWC.health/Gruber. TWC.health/Gruber. Go there today. You can save 10% by using the promo code Gruber, and we're going to keep you safe to the best of our ability. Doctor, as always, thank you for the insightful conversation.
Thanks, Steve.
Really appreciate it. Look, guys, don't get caught wondering, hey, should I have had that? Yes. You should have that. TWC.health/Gruber. Use the promo code Gruber. You'll save 10% and you will have peace of mind. Back in a moment. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.